Chapter 9. Do I still have to talk to people? After learning about all of these techniques and reading The Renegade Network Marketer, one of the questions a lot of people have is, so where does the phone fit into all of this? This is a vital aspect of this whole business that often gets completely overlooked by the internet crowd, the human interaction. As I said at the beginning of this book, sales and selling have always kind of been dirty words in network marketing. You will hear many websites and automated marketing systems say things like, no selling needed, you never have to talk to anyone, no phone skills required, etc. It's important to point out, though, that there's a big difference between selling, or, as we discussed in the first chapter, direct sales and one-on-one interaction. Ultimately, your goal should be to get your marketing system built up to the point where you no longer have to personally sell. This is entirely possible, and it's infinitely more leveraged than doing it one at a time. However, this does not mean you ever want to completely remove the personal interaction from your business. Obviously, just because you're talking to someone on the phone doesn't mean you have to be trying to get them to buy something. You can build these personal relationships with people after they bought from you or joined your business. Today, more than ever, in our high-tech world, human interaction is not only important, it's mandatory. As evidence of this, check out this quote by Michael Fortin. The more technology-driven we become, i.e., the more automated, static, robotic, and impersonal we become, as is the case with the web, the more we will crave and seek out human interaction. Who is Michael Fortin, and why would his opinion mean anything? Well, he's easily one of the most successful and respected internet copywriters out there today. He's sold hundreds of millions of dollars worth of products online, and he actually holds the record for the highest grossing sales letter in internet history for a single day, bringing in over $1.08 million in sales in a 24-hour period. You would think of all the people, he would probably be one of the biggest proponents of using automation to replace the human element online, right? Not so, as he states here. Bottom line, people want to connect with other people. They want to deal with, trust more, and buy from other people, not computer monitors. In fact, what they really want is to feel more secure and comfortable. As a result, they are screaming for credibility. They want more proof. They want to believe. There's that whole believability factor again. In this quote, he's talking about the need for proof and credibility. And there are many ways to accomplish this in marketing besides just personal interaction. But personal interaction can be one of the most powerful. Being able to talk to a real person can help eliminate skepticism and a fear of getting ripped off more than anything else. Is it possible to build a downline or a business completely hands-off without ever talking to anyone? Yes, but it's nearly impossible to maintain long-term stability with a model like this. If you completely remove this element, you're really removing the glue that holds an organization together. You're building a straw house that can come apart very easily. If you want to develop a strong, deep-rooted foundation that will last, you need to develop relationships with leaders who are loyal to you. In order to do this, you have to communicate with them. I had an interesting experience with a company in this industry a few months ago. I won't share the name or website with you, but they offered a completely automated, totally hands-off system that required no work whatsoever on the rep's part. Their website used phrases like, no selling, no cold calling, make money 24/7 with our automated system, let us do it for you. $49 can earn you a six-figure income. Aside from the whole one-on-one interaction thing, the other obvious issue here is the fallacy of getting something for nothing. Of course, automated marketing systems are not just important, but critical to your business's growth. That's what we've been talking about this whole time. But if you really believe that it's possible to put a quarter into a slot machine and sit back and have someone else build a business for you while you collect checks all day long, well then, I've got a great deal on some beachfront property in the Cayman Islands I'd like to sell to you too. So, the top distributor, the guy who helped start this company and was placed before anyone else, we'll call him Bob, approached me and asked me if I would put together a phone script and sales training program for his distributors to use. I found this very peculiar, seeing as how his website specifically said that no selling was required. I said, "Bob, I'm a little confused. Why do you need me?" "Well, we'll never be able to hang on to any of our distributors if they're not building relationships with each other. The dropout rate will be horrible." "Right, I understand that," I said. "But I guess I'm still confused because on your website, it says that you don't need to talk to anyone and that the system will do everything for you. Am I missing something here?" "Oh, no, Ann, come on now. You and I both know that's not true," he said with a guilty little chuckle. He then went on to say he knew full well their site was lying to people and that those of us in the know are well aware that one-on-one interaction is necessary for retention. I politely ended the conversation and told him that I didn't think we were a good fit to do business together. A couple days later, he emailed me to say he wouldn't be needing my help anymore and that he'd found someone else to do it. One-on-one interaction is important. But the real question here is not should you be building relationships with people, it's who should you be building relationships with. Your time is incredibly valuable, and no matter what you do, you have to look at it from an ROI standpoint. The phone is a very time-consuming tool, and so it's imperative that you spend your one-on-one activity with the right people. There are talkers and there are doers. Only spend your time with doers. The ironic thing is that it's the talkers that will try to take up the most of your time. Doers don't because they're too busy. You guessed it, doing. The amount of time you spend with people and who you spend it with will also be determined by what phase you're at with your business. If you're just getting started, you may be in a position to interact with most of your people. But as your business grows and your organization becomes bigger and bigger, it obviously becomes logistically impossible to talk with everyone. The key to managing your time and efforts will come down to investing in your core group of leaders. Now, when it comes to your marketing efforts themselves, it's also very important to realize that the phone should just be looked at as another medium, just like the internet and direct mail. They all have their advantages and disadvantages. As you're beginning to build your system, whether your prospect calls you or you call them, it's very likely that the phone will be a prominent part of your marketing sequence, and that's more than okay. Because while it is more time-consuming than a lot of the other mediums, it can also be extraordinarily effective when done right and may in fact be a crucial component to getting you off the ground. The very first real taste of success I got in this business came from working with highly qualified leads on the phone. And with good prospects like these, I believe you can achieve higher conversion rates than with any other medium because of the real-time interaction and feedback. It allows you to pinpoint their specific personal needs more than anything else, which is the key to good marketing in any form. Using the phone is also a great way to make yourself stand out in the online world. We've already talked about the importance of differentiating and giving people a reason to work with you over anyone else. Oftentimes, taking a look at what the rest of the crowd is doing and simply doing the opposite can be enough to bring a lot of business your way. This isn't always the case. Whatever you do still has to be kept in keeping with good sales and marketing principles. But a lot of the time, you can use hidden angles that few others are using to get awesome results. And because one of the trends of doing business on the internet is not talking with people, combining real human interaction with an automated system can be a very powerful angle to take that few others are using. John Nesbitt, author of High Tech, High Touch, says that in a high-tech world with increasing search for balance, high-touch, personal interaction will be the key to differentiate products and services. One thing that has become apparent as time has gone on and internet business has developed is that as more and more people implement internet marketing strategies and the web becomes more competitive, the effectiveness of offline methods increases. One thing that will never change is that human beings are social creatures. We depend and thrive on the company of others. It's just who we are. And the more technology encompasses our lives, the more evident this truth becomes. Again, John Nesbitt. One of the best kept secrets in America is that people are aching to make a commitment if they only had the freedom and environment in which to do so. Smart businesses know that one of the best strategies is to use both online and offline methods. I already mentioned one of my distributors, Sherry Higdon, earlier in this book. She became my biggest star, routinely bringing in over 20 people every month. It didn't start out that way, though. Sherry has phenomenal communication skills, but the only thing was, at first, she didn't want to use them. She wanted to bring her people into her business using strictly other means. She did this for a while without getting hardly any results at all. I finally suggested to her that she start talking with people herself. And wouldn't you know it, bam, she signed up 11 people in 10 days. She never looked back after that, sponsoring prospects like it was going out of style. Another great example would be Scott Rogers, who also brought in 15 to 20 people every month. He did this using the phone to work leads that were generated through our automated marketing system. His closing ratio for prospects he talked to was an insane 88%. What it comes down to, though, is that this was all possible because these people were eights or nines by the time someone actually talked with them. So the more your marketing improves over time, the easier your job on the phone becomes, until eventually you only spend time with people you want to spend it with. And isn't that one of the things we were all told was so great about this business in the first place? You only work with the people you want to work with. What they didn't tell you, though, and what I figured out a long time ago, as I'm sure you have too, is that it's only true if you have an abundance of people to work with. If your organization consists of about 8 distributors and you're bringing in a couple new people every 6 months or so, you don't really have much of a choice about who you work with. One more thing. When you do attract prospects that are of this caliber, it's very important to point out that the type of selling you do is much different from the type you do when you're the one approaching them. In fact, if you continue to use old-school selling techniques on these type of prospects, it can seriously backfire on you. When someone comes to you, they are in a completely different mindset. They are not needing to be sold. They are most likely ready to buy. And your job is to simply help them do that. Consider a doctor as an example. A doctor has your respect because they position themselves as someone who has something very valuable to offer, their knowledge. Now, have you ever gotten a cold call from a doctor in the middle of dinner asking you if you'd like to have your appendix removed? Probably not. Furthermore, when you go to see your doctor, does he ever try to hard close you on having a lobotomy performed? Has he ever tried to twist your arm into getting a heart transplant, and then when you turn him down, ask you if you know of anyone who might be interested in one? Of course not. That would be silly, because you came to him and you were ready to buy, so to speak. You had a problem, and you believed he would be able to help you. There's no need for him to push his services onto you. In fact, if he did, you would think less of him. He would lose all respect and credibility in your eyes. In the same way, when a prospect comes to you, there's no need for the traditional type of sales tactics. People are expecting something else entirely from you, and you are put off if you come across as desperate for their money. Well, you might say, that's different. Those are serious health problems you're talking about. Everyone knows to go to the doctor when they're sick. This is where so many sales reps are mistaken. They think this kind of respect is reserved for other professions, not them. But the fact is, people have all kinds of problems that are just as urgent in their minds as any health problem, and they will actively seek out a solution for it. There's no difference. When someone is passionate about something, their foremost thought is finding an answer for it. How would you like to be the one they go to when they have financial problems? To most distributors, this sounds too good to be true, but I assure you, it's not. When you learn how to do marketing, you will have this respect too.